Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Day moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Day scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Staub moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Staub moves to third. Bailey moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub scores. Bailey moves to third. Fairley moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is walked intentionally. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Day takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Day hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to third. Boswell moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 2 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clendenon strikes out. 1 out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte juggles the ball. That's an error on Aspromonte. Hunt moves to third. Staub moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt scores. Staub moves to third. Bailey moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2. Expos. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones is walked intentionally. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field. AG picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on AG. Staub scores. Bailey scores. Jones moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Expos. Ron Taylor now pitching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Harrelson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-3 in the game. Renko strikes out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Day moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Day moves to third. Hunt moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shamsky for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Clendenin reaches second base with a double. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clendenin moves to third. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore strikes out. Grote drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mayshore out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. Bateman moves to second. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-4 in the game. Renko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 4 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 6, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.